Hebrews 11, verse 30 and 31, God's word. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been circled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. This is God's word. Beloved in the Lord, if you would put yourself in the mind of the Israelites as they are about to enter into the promised land, remember they would have to cross over the Jordan. That was a big task. How do we get across this big rushing river? I mean, if you had to go across the Kankakee River and there was no bridge, how would you get across the Kankakee River? God opened the way. The river dried, or the wall of water went up. They walked across on dry ground. And then when they entered into the promised land, they came across the heathen cities, and the heathen city of Jericho was a walled city. It was impregnable to any army. It stood for centuries, and Joshua had a very poorly equipped company of soldiers. They didn't have a lot, if any, weapons. And yet they were sent to go and circle Jericho. And eventually, on the seventh day, the walls of Jericho fell flat. And I think the reason that Joshua went forward and took the people forward, because put yourself in his own mind, you're going to lead the people forward. You're going to go across the river, and you're going to go in and take over that big place called Jericho. My first response would be, with what? I have no weapons. Very few people are here that have fought in any wars. They were all young. Remember, they had come out of the wilderness. And how are we going to do that? But remember that God had spoken to Joshua just before he sent him forward. And he said this, "Be strong and of good courage." He had given him the command to go forward, to be strong and of good courage, because God said, "I will be with you." And I think that's what's behind what we read in this wonderful 11th chapter of Hebrews. We've only read our text, verse 30 and 31, but I want to remind you that it is within this wonderful chapter called, in some Bibles, they have headlines, the wall of faith, or the people of faith. It's all about people with great faith. Abraham, he obeyed when he was called to go out to a place and receive it as an inheritance. And he went out, and by faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents. And it keeps on going. It says in verse 13, these all died in faith. And it goes on and on. It's all about faith. And then after spending a length of time on some of the major characters, he says the people crossed the Red Sea, verse 28, verse 29. And then he says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. And that's exactly what the book of Joshua records. But then he focuses in on the prostitute, Rahab. She did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. The 11th chapter of Hebrews is a triumphal arch to the soldiers of faith. It is a list of those who are, in the eyes of the writer of Hebrews, to be looked at and admired for their faith. And in this list, the author puts Rahab as one of the heroes of faith. And the hero of faith is someone who did something that we normally don't really agree with. She had lived a life of prostitution. I think when we look at Joshua chapter 2 carefully, we'll be able to see that she had changed it. But the Bible just calls her Rahab the prostitute. And that's one of the things the Bible does. The Bible calls people names and gives a name to them that we remember them by. We have Matthew who? Matthew the tax collector. And it's so when the Bible says something about Matthew, it says, and Matthew the tax collector. Well, he had stopped being a tax collector for some time, you know. Or there's another one, you know, he was a Nazarene, or he was, and they always attach something to the name. And the adding of the name or the word prostitute to Rahab doesn't mean that she was continuing to be a prostitute. It just means that that's what she was. And I think as you read Joshua chapter 2, you can see that she had changed and that her life was different, specifically because of her confession of faith. That's what I want to look at this morning. She had a confession of faith. If you go back to Joshua 2 and you can read there in verses 9 through 11, she gives a testimony of what she had heard. And as I looked at that passage again, I marveled at the fact that what she heard, she believed. And what she believed was that she was a part of the people that were going to be destroyed. In fact, it seems to say in that passage that the whole city was shaking and quaking, the people of Jericho, because what did they hear? Who knows what they heard? Who knows who brought the message? They didn't have CNN and they didn't have Fox News. How would you get information? Well, they had people that would go in caravans, and those caravans would come, and as soon as they would come to town, they would talk to the people in the caravan. Where have you been? Oh, we passed through this situation. What happened there? And they would get their news from them. They would get their news from other people. And the news came through to the people of Jericho that the people of Israel were coming out and they were delivered from bondage in Egypt. That should have raised a question in their minds, because they knew Egypt to be a powerful land. And that they went through the Red Sea, which is kind of hard to believe if you think about it. But then it keeps on going and it refers to the kingdoms of Sihon and Og, those two kings and kingdoms in which Israel was victors over them. They heard about all of these things. And yet this was a people in Jericho that didn't believe. But there was one believer in the true and the living God, and it was the one who was the prostitute, Rahab. If you had one of those little plane things or things that zoom over and take pictures of people, and you floated it over the city, and you took a bird's eye view of Jericho, and you look, where would you look for true believers? Would you have looked at Rahab's house, the house of someone who had been a prostitute? That would have been the last person that you might have thought to be a possessor of faith in the true God. That would have been the last person that you would have thought would be a believer, but she was the only one that possessed that faith in the entire city of Jericho, because God had her in his hand, had a purpose for her life, and she became a part of the chosen people of God and a predecessor of not only King David, but of ultimately the Lord Jesus Christ. She had received her information by odds and ends, put together what she heard in the marketplace, the chats at the well, the gossip outside the city gates. She heard that a nation came out of Egypt that was mighty by the power of God, who delivered them from the Egyptian king and from Sihon and Og, the king of Bashan, and overthrown all of these people in battle. And she says they were certain that they were on their way to take the whole land of Palestine for themselves, because God had given it to them. That was her testimony of faith. She believed that God was in control. She believed that the people of Israel were God's people and that they were on their way. And it's remarkable that someone with such a pedigree would believe in God, but God has called people out of great sin to salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gives them faith to trust in him. And her work of faith is mentioned in our text here. She gave a friendly welcome to the spies. You know, everybody kind of wonders, why would the spies have sought refuge in the house of Rahab? Why wouldn't they? What do you expect when people would see men going into the house of Rahab? Well, they would just acknowledge that that's what they're doing. They knew what went on in a prostitute's house, and it was acknowledgeable. And the men used their wisdom to find her and to go to her home so that they were not discovered. And then even when they were looking for, you know, the police department came out came and checked her house. She, of course, told them that they had left and she had hid them on her roof. She welcomed these spies. She hid them because by faith she trusted that these members of the kingdom of God's family needed to be protective. And this woman did her work of faith faithfully unto the Lord. And I think we need to remember that there are a number of women that are included in the Bible and in the line of Christ that had some very questionable characteristics. We can go all the way back to Tamar, who was incestuous, Rahab, who was a prostitute. What about Ruth? It's a great story, isn't it? But she had been living in idolatry prior to her coming into the family of God. And Bathsheba, well, we all know what happened with her and David. She was an adulteress. But what happened with all of these people? These four women are the women that are mentioned in Scripture, and they are mentioned to be in the line of Jesus Christ, so that Jesus Christ would come in this line of sinners, born as a man under the law, that he might, by his grace and glory, die for the sins of his people, to show how God's grace reaches even to the least of sinners, to the greatest of sinners. God's grace is so great that it took these women and transformed their lives. He can come and transform someone. And Rahab was a thoughtful woman, a woman of great faith now, as we see her not only in this passage being the one who gave a friendly welcome to the spies. That was a capital offense, right? But she hid them, and then she helped them to get away. But she welcomed the spies. That's her work of faith. A work which was demonstrating the faith that she had in the God that she knew from the past, who had destroyed Og and Sihon and their kingdoms and had opened the Red Sea. In the past, God had promised his people to give them that country. She had heard all about it. She knows her present and the things that are going on now. And in the present, she says, the Lord Jehovah, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. She held on to that as a certain fact. She did so by faith, because she believed that the God who delivered Israel, the God who was bringing them through to this city in which she lived, is the God who is going to cause the destruction of this city. And when that destruction came, she said, please save me and my household. She believed that God would give the country into Israel's hand, and asked that when the Lord did so, that they would deal kindly with her, because she trusted in the God who is sovereign over all things. She had this in her mind and in her heart. And on the basis of the past and the present, she asked for a blessing in the future to preserve her from danger. That's why she hid the spies. That's why she did this great work of faith, a work which is mentioned here, a work that is mentioned in James, a work that is mentioned in the book of Joshua when the history is recorded, as a great act of faith. She lived out her faith. And it's addressed in James in a great way. James puts her faith next to Abraham's faith. He says, you want to talk about salvation by faith and grace and salvation by faith? What about Abraham? And then he goes, what about Rahab, the prostitute? When you look at what he's talking about, think about it for a moment. Abraham had been given promises by God, had he not? You can read it in Genesis 12. God says there in Genesis 12 that through Abraham is going to come a savior for the whole world. And that God was going to, had marked him out. God had blessed him. And he could go forward into this place that God was calling him to on the confidence that God was with him. But did Rahab have any of those promises that God would be, like we sing about in Amazing Grace, the assurance and the Redeemer, that God would be present for her? Doesn't give any evidence that God had spoken anything like that to her. And yet her faith was strong enough to stand over against the city in which she lived. Her faith was so strong that it was lifted up even higher than Abraham in terms of what she did, because her faith meant she would have lost her life had she been found out. What would have happened if, when the police came and they were looking for the spies, that she said, "They're upstairs under the mats that I covered them with"? She would have been in trouble and she would have lost her life. She had her life on the line, and yet it was her faith that God is God that made her move in this direction. She gave them a friendly welcome. She protected them. She helped them to escape. And she did all of these things in a faith that rested in the sovereignty of God. The spies were a great danger to her because of the police and the king. But she did what the Bible records as an act of faith. And her faith, addressed in James, is lifted even higher than that of Abraham. We have in Rahab's faith a testimony to the glory of the gospel of God, and the gospel that promises to us that God will be our God and that he will care for us and that he will bless us. Rahab had none of that, yet she trusted in God. No promises to her, no record of God saying, "I'll be your shield and your exceeding great reward." She believed and she was saved by the power of God. And that's the message of the gospel as far back as Rahab. She believed and she was saved. And that's the message of the gospel today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And yet we have much more information than that, that God will be present with us, that God will bless us, and that God will ultimately bring us unto himself. I'm sure that Rahab gained much knowledge after she was incorporated into the family of God, marrying Salmon, and then as their descendants produced children and then grandchildren, she became, I think, the great-grandmother of David the king. She was in the line through which comes the king, and ultimately the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And yet she's called the prostitute, Rahab. I'd like to call her the reformed prostitute, Rahab, who came to know the gospel of salvation and trusted in God, believing she was saved. She hid the spies. She did God's work, and she was delivered when the city fell flat. Her and her household were saved by the blessing of God and the salvation that comes through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message of the gospel today, that people will be saved. The message we must declare, the message we must trust. Believe in Jesus. Amen.